We are up to Simin Peches, the last Simin in Hilchas Kriyashma. We'll be doing the Simin, and with that, complete Hilchas Kriyashma. Kol HaTmeim Koring B'Torah V'Koring Kriyashma U'Mespalin. The halacha is that even if one is Tameh, any of the different kinds of Tumah that exist, the halacha is if one is Tameh, he is mutter to learn, he is mutter to say Shema, he is mutter to daven. Chutz mi-Balkeri, Shehotzio Ezra mi-Kol HaTmeim, the only exception being a Balkeri. So in the case of a man that had relations, the halacha is mi-Ikar Adin, mi-Daraisa, he is mutter to learn or daven without tefillah. Ezra made a takana where he said that the person is usher in Torah, usher bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'krishmu tefillah, ad sheyitpol. The reason given, so there are two reasons. One is here in the Shulchan Aruch. Kedei shelo yiyu talmidei chachamim mitzuyin eitzel neshaseim ketar negolin. In order that talmidei chachamim who want to learn in daven will not have relations too often in a way that they will start resembling tarnegolin who mate regularly. The other reason brought down is because it comes by way of kalus rush, meaning one does not have the same serious frame of mind that he does when he davens and learns, and therefore Ezra saw it as inappropriate. So his takana was that a balkeri needs tefillah, or as we'll see a little later, or tisha kavim, or nine kavim of water poured on him. Says the Mechaber, v'achakach bitlu osa takana, Ezra built into it that it could become bottle, and they were mevatel the takana. V'amidu al davar al hadin, and they left it back to the din Torah, which is shaf balkeri muter b'divrei Torah b'kriyishma v'tfilah below tfilah u'below rechitzah tisha kavim. That there's no need for tfilah or washing oneself in nine kavim. V'chein pashat haminag, and that is the minhag. Why were they mevatel it? Because of bitl piri of Aribia. Because then people refrain from having relations if they didn't have access to a mikvah, or because it was exer shein rov atzibur yechol and lamod ba, it was just too difficult for people to find mikvahs. Now, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are people that are makbid, and that anyone that wants to be machmir, it's a good thing, but not if he's going to mizman krishma or tefillah looking for a mikvah. As far as missing tefillah b'tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says even there it could be that it's wrong to go looking for a mikveh and miss tefillah b'tzibur. But that he leaves as a suffix. Now, anshei ma'isa is brought down ar machmir. If they cannot find a mikveh or it's difficult for them, so they use tes kavim. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion of exactly what the shir of tes kavim are. So it goes like this. First of all, with regard to a mikveh, that has to have 40 saw, the size of a mikveh. And the way you use a mikveh is you go into it. You don't pour mikveh water on yourself, but it is dafka derech tevila. Whereas the tes kavim, the nine kavim of water, has to be poured on oneself, whether he pours it on himself from a bucket or has someone pour it onto him. The halacha is that you can use mayim she'uvim, whether in a mikveh or for tisha kavim, if it is only for tefilas Ezra. Of course, for anything that needs a real mikveh, tefilas kalim, the tefillah of someone that needs a real tefillah, the halal tefillah of a geris, tefillas nida, for that you need a mikveh of mei gushamim, of mikveh water, not of mayim shuvim. If one is going to use a mayim shuvim, they have to find a way of being machshirit, of turning it into mikveh water. But with regard to tefillas Ezra, tefillah in 40 saw of regular water, or shvicha of tes kavim is good. Now the shvicha must be done from a maximum of 3 kalim. That means it can be one bucket after another, but not more than 3 buckets. Now it's got to be that one bucket and then another one without any space in between, so that while you're finishing one, you begin the next bucket. What exactly is tes kavim? So the Mishnah Berurah talks about the different kinds of quartz. It is 15 Polish quartz. The quartz of the Mishnah Berurah himself that were known in his days. So he says you should have 24 or at least 18. There's a Magen Avraham that even for those who are makbid on Tfilas Ezra, if you're talking about someone who's not well, he's weak, and he just happened to become a Balkeri, where he found Keri, but it wasn't that he had relations. In such a case, he said they were never metakin tefilas Ezra for him. Another thing with regard to tefilas Ezra, the Bir Halacha brings down that there's no din of chatzitza for it, unless rov of the body is covered with chatzitzas. The halacha is that chatzitza is not chotzes for tefilas Ezra. Says the Ramah now, Hagah, yesh ekosvu she'en li'isha nida b'mei ri'iyasa, a nida during the days that she's actually seeing. Likones lebeis haknesses, she should not walk into a shul, o lehispal, she should not even daven, o lahaskir Hashem, to mention the Shem Hashem, o liga b'sefer, or even touching a sefer. V'yeshomim shemuteres bakol v'chein ikar. The ikar adin is not like this. Such a woman while she is a nida, not only because she wasn't tovel, but because she's actually seeing on the days that she's seeing. The halacha is she can mention Shem Shamayim. She's definitely chayiv in brachis and tefillah. Whereas aval haminig b'mdina seilu kesvar rishona, the Ramah says that the minig is like the first shita, not to, that is not our minig. Uvimei libun, when she is not seeing, but she hasn't been tovel yet, nagu heter, they are makel, v'afilu b'malkum shenagu l'achmir, even in a place where they're nagu l'achmir, b'yomim narom o'chai gavna, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, sherabim misasfim leilach l'beis ha'knesses, that lots of people come to shul, mutarim leilach l'beis ha'knesses k'shar noshim, hiu lem yitzovon godol, it would be terribly disappointing and depressing, shakol misasfim v'hem yamdu chutz, everyone's going to shul except for them. Now, our minig is that a woman, even when she's seeing, goes to shul. The only thing she doesn't do is look at the words of the Sefer Torah during Hagbah. Other than that, there's no issur of looking at the Sefer Torah, looking at the shul, davening, learning, that is all mutter. There's also an inyan brought down here that a woman who is seeing on those days, she should not go to a Beis HaKvaris. The Rabbeinu Yerucham brought down that, Mishnah Berurah mentions it, that there were women that were under the impression that after giving birth, for the first 40 days after a boy or 80 days after a girl, they would not walk into shul. And Rabbeinu Yerucham says that we should correct that, make sure that they don't go that way. A woman can come to shul as soon as she is physically capable of getting there.